Blog Talk Radio.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, it's 1 o'clock. Welcome to American Vernacular. My name is Sandra Booker, and I will be your host for the next 60 minutes as we discuss the political, economic, social, and cultural issues facing this nation. Today's program, In God We Hate, the New Religion of Politics.
You as what made God, I don't know.
Theater. That is yours truly with the When Love Happens Orchestra and the extraordinary Larry Kuntz on guitar, Tamir Hittleman on piano. That is from When Love Happens, the Loving Day Concert, recorded in 2009. If you're ever interested in getting that piece of music or checking out the full project, please visit my website at www.sandrabooker.com. We'll get the plugging out of the way early. Folks, it is Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday here in Southern California. It is June 24th. The time right now is 1:07 p.m. Pacific time. And as always, it's a pleasure for me to be here. If you tried to tune in yesterday and there was no show, that was because we were having some technical difficulty and we're not able to get on air. I tried to move the program to 10 p.m., but the problem persisted. So I apologize to you if you did, in fact, try to tune in and we weren't here for you. Our goal is to always be here for you, and so I do regret that, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Today's program, In God We Hate, The New Religion of Politics. I've talked about the massacre in South Carolina. We've talked about the killings by police officers claiming fear, not anger, not power, not supremacy, but fear in the unimaginable number of unarmed black people in this country, whether 12-year-old children, 5-year-old children, or 87-year-old women. We say that this is a Judeo-Christian nation. And what does that mean? On this program, we often talk about race, racism, religion. It has been my personal experience that but for religion, racism wouldn't exist. Religion was and is used to justify the ownership of human beings, living human beings. It says you have the right to have dominion over everything on the earth and do with it as you will, with no regard for the fact that those are two living things. Living things. Living things. Someone gets eaten by a shark, bitten by a shark, killed by a shark. We want to go drain the oceans, kill every shark in the vicinity. In this country, we use the Constitution, the Second Amendment of the Constitution, no less, to justify the killing of innocent animals for sport and pleasure. Not for eating. I just want to get up today and take out my gun and go kill something and feel good about myself. And that's how I'm going to do it. And the law gives me the right to do it. The law gives me the right to do it. And my God. That same God that you must die to meet, right? We'll go with that. That's shocking to me. It's shocking to me that I live in a country where three innocent, unarmed Muslim people in their home could be gunned down execution style and have law enforcement say, that's not a hate crime, not a hate crime. This is over a parking spot. That's not a hate crime, man. Relax, relax. Or that a 21-year-old white male could walk into a church, a house of God, a house of worship, sit in a Bible study where if you believe in God, God should have been right there in the midst. Talk about a time to use lightning and strike one in the ass. Woo! If I were God, that guy would still be smoking. But that would take a miracle. But the young man sat and fellowshipped with his brethren and sistren, fellow Christians, fellow lovers of God, fellow citizens, fellow community members, and advised them that you rape our women. You rape them. Turns out the young man had some disdain for a young man of color because his love interest chose the young man of color. That doesn't sound like a rape to me, but maybe that's his definition of without consent, that the white girl he wanted to date chose to date a black guy instead of him. But, you know, maybe she suspected, I don't know if I want to hang out with a guy that might someday end up shooting up a church full of people. She might have picked up on that little something, something. Know what I'm saying? Might have caught that. To think that 9 people could be gunned down in a church by a lone gunman who went to that church, sought that church out, investigated it, found it, showed up, and carried out his mission, it is astounding that any politician, any elected official in the United States anywhere could make the argument that thug is not a terrorist, that thug is not a racist, that this was not an act of religious hostility, but blatant racism. And yet we have so-called Christians that will say, well, this was just an accident. Poor young man, we need to feed him before we put him in the cage with the rest of them animals, but we're going to put him right next to a police officer that shot and killed an innocent black man for no reason. So they have something in common. Now there's this great debate over the Confederate flag, you know, the flag of sedition and treason and slavery and the rape of slaves. And you know what slaves are, right? Free people who were captured in their native land and put in boats and brought to America. We won't even talk about how they were treated with hemp and had certain things put up their orifices so that people wouldn't know they were suffering and dying of dysentery. And if they ended up dying, they just threw them over the side of the boat, which actually changed the direction of feeding sharks around the world. But yeah. And these are the people that put the word version on the binding of the Bible, too, by the way, just so you know that. In God we trust. What God are you talking about? Who is this God that our politicians are so lo and beholden to when none of them seem to even be able to carry out the Ten Commandments without fucking it up? No, my voice didn't go out. I just decided to take the F off the word. You know, we want people to enjoy the show, not necessarily like it. In God, we hate in this country. In God, we hate the Muslims. In God, we hate the Negroes. In God, we hate vaginas. In God, we hate women, or what Rush Limbaugh refers to as feminazis. Somehow I suspect sex with his wife is more like a conjugal visit and a very expensive one. In this country, and God, we hate the other team that might beat us. Damn it. And God, we hate the wife. We hate the mistress. And God, we hate that we don't have the freedom to go out and kill people just because we want to. In In God, we finance the killing of innocent people in their homelands, claiming that other rogue nations have the right to defend themselves. See, we do that in the name of God. We remove the genitalia of young girls so that they won't enjoy sexual intercourse and therefore are nothing more than semen receptacles instead of full sexual, sensual, exotic, erotic beings. Because, see, we can't have that. That might take your eyes off of the sparrow. So we can't have that. In God we hate. Therefore, we will defend a child's right to go hunting while denying a parent's need to heal a child with medical marijuana. In God we hate homosexuals, because nothing says you're straight like being the son of God and living with 12 guys, right? 12 of them, 12 dudes. Oh, and openly. We're not even trying to keep it on the down low. I love you, Peter. I love you, Paul. I love you, Matthew. I love you, Mark. I love you, Judas. And you didn't see a problem coming with that? Like, really, man? You didn't think somebody was going to get a little emotionally involved in the Lord? Take it personally. He's just spending too much time with those other dudes. Hey, it could have happened. It could have happened. You know, I can't recall the last time a man washed my feet. Just saying. Fortunately, I don't keep them dirty. And God we hate. And God we hate so much in this country that we turned a blind eye to men and women of so-called faith and cloth and allow for the sexual exploitation and abuse of children. And I'm not just talking about the Mormons. We allow this. We are a gun-crazed nation. We are a violent culture of religion, and we have allowed an alliance to mainstream politics that has become a tool of discrimination and even justification for an array of behaviors that negatively impact our society on a daily, hourly, second-wise basis. This is a disgrace. There is a reason there was a call for the separation of church and state. They've become one lately. There's no problem with the climate. If you just pray to the Lord, he'll fix it. Stop saying that everything's messed up. Nothing's wrong except we're scared of black people and feel a need to make legislation to kill them. Don't we, Ray?
Yeah, man. Because we're really scared of those colors who don't have guns, especially when they don't have guns. Praise the Lord.
Wow. It's as if the United States of America has gone into a psychological deep freeze, frozen, stuck in this place of absolute stupidity where guns are concerned. And then we turn around and we say, pray for the children of Sandy Hook. Pray for the 9 people who were executed in church. Pray for the theater goers that lost their lives just because they want to go see a movie, as if the movie wasn't going to be crappy enough. Pray for the family that was killed by the police officer who took out an automatic weapon and shot them, and then he gave him a hug. Hugged it out after he killed his wife in front of his 7-year-old daughter. Yay, hugged it out. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you just keep praying. And praying, and Jesus will fix it, and just keep praying. It's like fucking listening to Elmo. Oh my God, if you just keep fucking praying. Hey, it's the Pray Boy. Yay! Yeah, we just gotta keep praying, Jesus. We're just gonna pray and keep praying, and the Lord's gonna pray, and then the Holy Spirit's gonna show up, and we're all gonna pray, and maybe then something exciting will happen, and we'll stop killing people every day. But until then, we're just gonna pray. And keep selling guns and bullets and pray that people never read that in the Constitution. Wow. Kill everything. I don't know about that kill everything part, you know? But let's see, what do we kill? Well, when it's Christmas, we definitely want to give the Lord thanks and praise for the turkey that we're going to have. And I guess that was killed. And then for the roast beef, that was killed. And the roast duck, that probably was killed. I mean, since it's not served with feathers, my money's on killed. And, okay, then if it's Hanukkah, then, of course, you've got to have that awesome lox. And okay, well, they're fish, so it's not like you have to take out as many innards, but still killed. Shrimp cocktail killed, although you wouldn't have that ever at Hanukkah if you're, you know, Orthodox or something like that. Maybe Reformed, but definitely not Orthodox. Non-practicing, you can make it, but then they eat bacon, so it's all. It's darling, listen to me. Everybody's going to make it. Eventually, we'll all find something to come together over. We'll go shopping. You know, someone will get a new nose job. I can barely say it. It'll all work out. We'll all be happy. We'll sing Kumbaya together. You know, somebody will have some good marijuana. We'll be friends for a while, and then we'll go back to our synagogue and never talk to you people. But we'll make scholarship donations to all of the prominent universities in your area. Lovely, darling. Absolutely fabulous. We have Jewish cemeteries in this country. We have Christian cemeteries in this country. We have, then we break it down to Catholic, Methodist, you know. Even in death, we can't figure it out. We allow religion to dictate a woman's ability to get birth control in this country, as if every woman who owns a vagina is required to produce a child. What an insult. What an insult. What an outrage. Then that woman, in the name of God, who has spoken to every Republican politician ever created in the last 25, 40 years. And God does a lot of talking. I wonder if he has like a family pen or something like that, you know? Interesting. And so God goes and he doesn't talk to the individual. He goes and he talks to the politician and he says to the politician, I don't think it's right for these women to have contraception because that's only going to make them lesbians who, you know, have children out of wedlock and who are going to destroy the fabric of traditional marriage by falling in love with gay men who aren't happy with being gay men. So then they're going to become transgender. I mean, do you hear me? Doesn't this sound crazy? And yet, in the state of Michigan, there's rape insurance that's required of women to have because God wouldn't want you to get raped and not be able to cover the cost of the abortion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that would just be like a total bummer. And God, we hate. That's why instead of giving Negro Americans reparations or just leaving and giving the Indians back their stuff, we send billions and billions of dollars to our friends in the Middle East who got kicked out of Europe for not being European enough and who now live with the somewhat tropical people on the continent of Africa that they now call the Middle East because they don't really want to call it Africa. How I do loathe and abhor the British. Nothing but a horror. Everything they do results in absolute anarchy. The British, always, always a disaster. Remember I said that? They're just a disaster. So now the Palestinians, that now we like to call Hamas, because, you know, Hamas is scarier than calling them Palestinians and making them human beings who are being pushed out of their homeland. You know, when the European Jews arrived, it was the British mandate of Palestine, not Israel. But in the name of God, please send us your tax dollars so we have the ammunition and weaponry needed to defend this land that we now have because God gave it to us. God gave it to us. This is our right of return. Right of return? Then why were you European Jews and why do you still claim that? Okay, I know. It's just me, right? Next. Look at the violence committed in the name of this God. The hatred spewed on people. All justifiable. All acceptable, which is what makes it worse. It's acceptable. The death of Matthew Shepard haunted me for years. For years. The image of him on that fence, his jacket. There was something about that that just haunted me for years. You know, it was when television didn't blot out the faces of people as if they weren't people, just casualties, something to know about but not make a connection to. I remember going to the internet and looking at his face, his features, his hair, and wondering what was so horrible about this young man that his own kind would beat him and torture him and leave him on a fence like a hog waiting to be slaughtered. Matthew Shepard died 6 days after this happened to him in Fort Collins, Colorado. He suffered severe head injuries. The people that did this to him felt he deserved it, that they were entitled to do this to him, that it was fun and they enjoyed it. Why? Not because they were white or fearful, but because they felt entitled because of the God they choose to serve who says, I hate. And if I hate, then you must hate too. And in God we hate fags, homosexuals, queers, lesbians, bisexuals, cross-dressers, Caitlyn Jenner. Because God said we can hate you. Slavery's in the Bible, so clearly it's okay for black people, Latino people, anybody be deemed not white or can't afford to be white, you lucky Jews, you. You're minorities. Minorities. You know, those third-class people in a second-class society. You're not one of us. Unless, of course, we need a kidney or a liver or a set of lungs. But other than that, hey, man, back off. You're not one of us. Who do you think you are? You're not one of us. That's why we call you the minorities. That's why we refer to you as, well, you know, if the minorities and other groups, what other groups? And in God, they say that to you. Be sure to get your Christmas shopping done early. And that's all they need you for. Happy tithing, people. Give to the Lord, whose Father created the world and has everything. Okay, right on. And it's wartime, folks. It's time to go to war. And we'll do that in the name of God, too. Let's go kill people in the name of God. Pray that my son comes home in one piece, Lord. And that we win the championship, Jesus. And that she's not pregnant again and again and again. Sweet Mary. Please, Lord Jesus, let us be victorious in battle. Let us crush the enemy under our feet. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Did you just say what I think I heard you say about your God and what you want him to help you do? So who is this God of love and compassion and comfort and bring me your worry and what? What? What happened to him? Where is he? Well, he's right here in my heart. Next to my Smith and Wesson. Because in God we hate. and God we hate. Got it? It is unbelievable that here in the United States of America, there is any debate over getting rid of the Confederate flag. But it's our Christian heritage. And the reason I say Christian heritage is because the Ku Klux Klan has always used the Confederate flag to represent its Christian agenda. Because there's just nothing that says, I love and fear the Lord, like taking the most sacred symbol of your own faith, dousing it in kerosene, and setting it on fire. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. And these are Christians that do this. I don't know a single Jew that has ever showed up in a park and said, let us get a 40-foot menorah, cover it in kerosene, and light it on fire. Whoopee! Maybe that'll make the blacks leave the neighborhood. Wow. Wow. That's true of who America is. How long will you allow America to be that to you? Because that becomes the bigger question. A nation that is governed by a God should not be so afraid that it needs guns. A gun lobby? Why is there no love lobbyist? Why is there no common sense lobbyist? No, but the gun folks, they have a lobby. They have someone working on their behalf to make sure the mentally unstable have a gun. Every Christian gotta have a gun. I mean, they want guns in church. In church. Guns in church. Wow. I mean, folks, guns in church, what happened to the faith? What happened to the faith? What happened to the faith that, you know, Lord, someday the black people won't rape all our women, and we will want them to stay in this country and be treated fairly and kindly, because we can do that for the colored. Right. Yeah, right. And God, we hate in this country. And God, we hate the truth. Lying is the new religion of politics. Letting ourselves be deceived is sacred to us in this country. It is what we hold most dear, it seems. To my conservative friends who think that Jeb Bush will be the great God hope, good luck with that. To my liberal and progressive friends, which is basically the same thing, but not really, but they're both confused, so I just leave it be. That St. Hillary is here to lead you out of bondage and across the wilderness into the promised land. Ain't gonna happen. Nope. We're told that Bernie Sanders is gonna lead the charge. And do what? And do what? We're always hanging our hopes on what could be. And that's what faith requires of you. While you're hoping and praying, you get to completely ignore what's actually happening, what's actually being done, the changes that are being made before your very eyes that's going to impact you and your children. I have waited to see what Sunday morning celebrity is going to come forward and say, we are not doing the will of God. I'm going to move out of my mansion and go live amongst the people and care for them and know their suffering and share with them the little that I've accepted and give all the other stuff away for the betterment of the people around me. I'm going to take off the 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, $15,000 suits. I'm going to scratch that $65 million Learjet because, I mean, charter school, baby. It works. I'm going to move into the projects with the people that love the Lord and need him the most, and I'm going to be there in the midst with them to talk to the aggressive police officer. Yeah, okay. That's not happening. And back to reality land. But in God, we hate to believe anything other than what we've been told to believe without question, and it is killing us all. There is no life after autopsy, people. There is no life after death. This is it. One day or 100 of them. This is your lifetime, right now. We can no longer allow In God We Hate to be the new religion of our politics. Being born is not a choice. Choosing religion is. We must now choose to create laws under which we all live, whether we believe in something higher than ourselves or whether we choose not to. Because for those of us who have decided there is no God based on the evidence, why should those who claim there is a God but never behave accordingly have any control over my life, my future, my destiny? Until you can prove your God is real, perhaps you need a gun and a lobby and lobbyists and politicians to make sure that you're in the red, rich with blood, and in the black, rich in dollars and death. Until you can prove this God of love lives in you and put down your weapon, I'm going to reject all of it. And I call on those of you who feel the same way to reject it too. God is not taking down the Confederate flag. God is not calling for the removal of historic figures in this country who thought the ownership of human beings was acceptable in his sight. The people, we the people of this nation, we're making that happen. And to Dylan Roof, a round of applause, young man. Because your act of violence and hatred and vitriol and bigotry and racism, as your uncle put it, baby, you got to ride the lightning. You're going to ride it. Hope you enjoyed that burger. Shame on the police officers that provided you that accommodation. All should be fired. But I digress. To you, I say thank you. Because your actions have just officially ended the American Civil War. And the rebel can no longer hold up its disgusting symbol and yell it. You, young man, in the state of South Carolina, has just made it possible for the Negro to never have to live under a symbol of shame, humiliation, degradation, sexual exploitation, and bold-faced hatred. To you, young man, thank you. The 9 lives you stole. Ah, darling. 900 eyes will never have to look at that disgusting symbol of your own hatred and failure as a human being. Future generations will look up into the skies of South Carolina and it won't be there. Your memory, your legacy, your contribution to the world has been erased by your own doing. And for that, sir, boy, hat tipped. Cheers. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to American Vernacular. My name is Sandra Booker. Always happy to be your host here. We will be dark tomorrow. The board will be down, but I'll be returning on Monday at 1 p.m., so please tune in at that time and join me. You can get information on this program at www.americanvernacular.org. That's www.americanvernacular.org. And for those of you who are interested in checking out clips from my 2 most recent performances, Sandra Booker and Friends, the Loving Day Concert at the wonderful World Stage in Leimert Park, Los Angeles, California. We had a wonderful time. I've got clips up on my Facebook page. I also have clips that will be coming to my website as well as from Angry Black Woman, which was an absolute blast. I want to again give a shout out to my friend Ian Martin and Fritz Wise, Sasha DuPont Connor. I'm just going to kill me for messing up her name. Sasha DuPont Connor and Steve Cotter for doing a great job. We had a really, really terrific time. And for my friends who showed up and did an amazing job for the Loving Day Concert, Sherry Lucchetti, Thomas White, Sabine Pathier, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are just the best people on the planet as far as I'm concerned. Be sure to visit www.lovingday.org. I'll also have video clips and pictures up from the show there as well. It's a great organization. If you want to get involved in educating people about life beyond hatred, life beyond racism, I highly recommend that you become a member and check them out. And I think you'll have a great time doing it and you meet some amazing people. It could change your life. And that's what it should be about. This is American Vernacular, only on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Be sure to visit me at www.sandrabooker.com for upcoming performance information as well. Ladies and gentlemen, today's program, In God We Hate, the New Religion of Politics. We cannot allow this to be our politics. We cannot allow it to be our new religion. We must reject the notion of groupthink behavior at its worst and most basic. We have to stand up and say, I, the individual, have a right to choose for me and to live according to that as well. And God We Hate cannot be allowed to destroy families, individual lives, communities, and then simply be brushed aside as if it means nothing. So much has been done to destroy what the Constitution should stand for. Sometimes I believe it should be completely abolished, considering it was created on the necks and in the blood and on the backs of the native people of this land. There is nothing to give thanksgiving for. Let us open our eyes. Let us choose not to be ignorant people. Let us educate ourselves in the truth about who we are and who we think we are and who we've become and who we are choosing to be. You have the power to do that. Do that. Do that. This is urban radio for urban people. This is progressive radio for progressive people. This is real radio for we the people. This is American Vernacular on the Blog Talk Radio Network. This program is produced solely by the Booker Group. I, Sandra Booker, am your executive producer and host. I thank you so much for joining me here today. Tune in on Monday. We'll be back for another installment of Political Hodgepodge. Have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And I'm going to take you out with something really good right now. Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time for Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio and Sandra's Rant, also on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Let's say that say.